He spoke last week. Hopefully, we're trying to mirror the Shailas Chacham. Right, we're trying to figure out what the teretz of the Shailas Chacham is. At least Taka should be a Shailas Chacham. It's not Nishkan. It's a good tzach. So we asked hopefully a Shailas Chacham on the Shailas Chacham. And the answer to the Shailas Chacham, what exactly is the answer? So we spoke last week about the person has to come, the Degesh of the Psukim is to teach a person that Avodas Hashem is something which is very good for him. Without that basis, a person is not going to be able to absorb Torah mitzvahs properly, not going to benefit from Torah mitzvahs properly. And the Kabbalah is not really a Kabbalah. So let's look at the Psukim and try and see how the Psukim bring out that point. Number one. Number two, I wanted to maybe look at, we want to talk about how we talk about the Avodas Hashem is good for us. We should really divide Avodas Hashem up into different sections, and different, each section really has a different element, how we relate to it, how it's beneficial, how it affects us. V'amart levincha, avodim hayinu lefar b'mitzrayim, v'yatzien Hashem b'mitzrayim b'yad chazakam. So you tell your child, we were avodim. So we answer him with a vodam ayin of the fire of Mitzray. So the Torah of Avraham, Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski, the last Mashkiach of Slobodka, Hashem Yikum Domoy, Rav Volba's father-in-law, Rav Kreiser's father-in-law, Rabbi Yama Kamenetsky, his father-in-law. Rav Avraham has this delicious sefer, absolute delicious sefer, called Torah of Avraham. And I'm going to paraphrase his thought. He talks about we have the sefer of Shmois. We know that the names of the different chumashim. So the names which we use are just calling it Bereishis or Shmois. Just taking the one of the first words and he referred to that. That's not the name of the sefer. So you know Chazal referred to Taras Kahanim as Taras Kahanim, and that's translated into your Greek as Leviticus. Chemish Bekudim is a lashon which is used by Chazal. That's referred translated as numbers. Mishnah Torah is also used by Chazal. That's referred to as Deutero. Is in Greek means number is two. Nomi means law. So Deuteronomy means the second law. Mishnah Torah is a law. Mishnah Torah is a repetition of the law. Second Torah, right? Deuteronomy. What about Genesis and Exodus? Right? Where do these names of Genesis and Exodus come from? So there's no Chazal do not refer to the Svarim as Genesis as Exodus. Actually, in the Rishonim, one of the Rishonim refers to the Sefer Rishon and Sefer Sheni. That's a fairly good, clear name for them, right? Sefer Rishon and Sefer Sheni. But the Rishonim already use the Lashonis. They refer to the Sefer Rishon as the Sefer Yetzirah, the Sefer Sheni as Sefer Hagula. So we understand the Sefer HaGula, so Ramban himself really sort of addresses the fact that it's called Sefer HaGula. And he raises the question, the Chara, Sefer HaGula really should end somewhere around B'Shalach. So you could argue possibly, okay, Yisroi, because Yisroi is the Sinus of Torah, Sinus of Torah is the culmination of the purpose of the Yitziah. So we could argue all of that, and that makes sense, right? But Truma, Tetzava, Tisisa, Bayaka, Pekude, why is that, how is that, what does that have to do with the Geula? So he's Masber, it's a beautiful piece from that, how that the time of the Ovis of Kadosh Baruch Hu existed in the oil of the tents of the Ovis. And we lost that Milo when we went down to Mitzrayim. And so the point when we went back to that Milo is when the Shekhinah comes in the Shuri in the Mishkan amongst Klal Yisrael, which is the last pasuk of Sefer Shmois. So that's when they're not called Negolim until they go back to Milo Tavoseyim. They get back to Milo Tavoseyim, so now they're called Negolim. The Rabban doesn't talk about Parsha Shmois. See, Maaz, but again, the kasha was the Chara Sefer Geula only refers to Geula. So we understand that it doesn't end in Parshas Yisroel or Parshas Mishpatim. It ends when the Mishkina comes back into Klai Yisroel, which is at the end of Sefer Shmos. But Parshas Shmos, at least the beginning, is not talking about Geula, it's talking about Shibud. So how is that part of the Sefer HaGeula? So the simplest answer is it's for the contrast. You know, the Masa Magulus and Messiah Mishrach, you understand you appreciate the Shrach that much more after you went through the difficulty, etc. And we understand what we say of the fire of Mitzrayim, and that was horrible, that was bad, and the Rosh took us out, and we all cursed the time to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Avodah Meinu, the fire of Mitzrayim, why was that? Well, because no, there's a reason why that was. And if we don't recognize the reason why that was and what it's going to do for us and how we're going to benefit from that, it's like a person goes through something difficult. There's a story, Rav Noach Weinberg says a story. So this fellow, he was working on the Tel to become about Shuvah, etc., to rethink his life. He says, I don't really need this Torah Mitzvah thing. I feel very, very close to God. He says, as a matter of fact, in his language, as me and God, we're like this, we're really close. He says, well, how do you know that? He says, I'll tell you a story. He says, I was riding my motorcycle around on the mountain, especially in Earth, so you can picture this, right? And he goes over the cliff, and that's it, his life, he's gone, it's all over with, he's about to plummet into the, and, next thing you know, he ends up, the bike gets moved away from him. He's not damaged by the bike, and gets caught, lands on this very soft tree, and he's saved. He walks in without a scratch. I mean, like, the God was right there. We're like this. And the rest says, yeah, 100%. I hear that. 100%. I just have one question. Yeah, what's the question? Who pushed you off the cliff to start with? So Bershom is our goyel, and we spoke about the idea of Geula, we spoke about her Pesach. Goyel means the one who comes and he stands up for us, and he represents us, and he takes care of us, and we feel the love and the warmth and the care and the concern of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Mama, she sees Mitzrayim is warm and fuzzy, etc. And who put us in Mitzrayim? We sort of like ignore that part. Because that's uncomfortable to talk about, And we talk about it, what it means for Mitzrayim, What's that part for? And that's the Taras of Rum's question. It's one of those questions, when you hear the question, say, yeah, why didn't I think of that? Right? So he says, if you go back to the Chet of Adam Arishan, what was the Chet of Adam Arishan? You have to understand, see, it really starts with the Gemara. We've said over this Gemara before. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, there's a conversation between Antoninus and Rebbe. That Antoninus asked Rebbe, what moment in the child's process of developing does the Yetzirah enter into the child? Is it Mishas Yitzira or Mishas Yitzia, when the child is conceived? Or is it the moment the child comes out of his mother, out of the mother? So Rebbe said, Mishas Yitzira. The Yetzirah is part of your being, it's part of your Yetzirah, is the Yetzirah. So Antoninus said back, Im Kein, Boit Bima V'Yotzei. If he has the Yetzirah, and from that moment, he's boy bima b'yotze. He's out of there, right? So the Rebbe said, "It's a good time, no?" So Elitz Mishas Yitzia, and he brought a pasuk. The Pesach Chatas Roivetz. The pasuk says, "The Pesach Chatas Roivetz." At the moment the person comes into this world, the Pesach, that's when the Chatas is Roivetz. Okay, that's the Gemara. So let's think about it a second. So the child Chazal say, the more Nida says, that there's no time that a person's in a state of toiv like the child in his mother's stomach. Eoiv recalls the moments of Yarchi Kedem, Vihilo Neira Eli Roshi, that he was able to see himself in Levat Soifai, he's totally taken care of, he has no needs, everything is fine, he's learning with the Malach. The Gemara goes to this whole beautiful description of what it means to be there in that point in time. Aleph. Beis Chazal say that Be'etzem, that in a child that's mother's inside of its mother, the parts of which the child needs to live in the outside are closed. What he needs to live inside are open. And if a child would come out and it wouldn't change, he would die. And the child's only mistaken to have that change at a certain point in time. So if he comes out too early, really the child can't really live. So So we have, he's in the greatest situation what he could be in there. He's going to die a certain death if he comes out. And there's this Yetzer Hara which is saying, kick out and go out. So explain to me what that Yetzer Hara is. Right? It'll be the equivalent of the guys, you know, in our picture, like, you know, our materialistic mind, you know, the guys, he's in a situation where he just, you know, he lives in this beautiful situation with all this with all of everything that he wants, and he can instead, he could go and just like walk out, go off the cliff and jump off and die. Like Yetzer Hara, like, you know, that's the Yetzer, what's this Yetzer Hara exactly? So he says there's one Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara is the Yetzer Hara of being independent. Because inside of there, you're closed in. You can't do whatever you want. So you go to the teenager and say, listen, you know, it says, don't smoke. It's very bad for you. And I'll show you 17 different studies, and I'll take you to a guy which, you know, is racking, his horrible, has this horrible hacking cough from the disease. And I show him all of that, and such. He says, I hear. But once you told me to do it, I'm going to do it. If you would have told me, maybe I would have listened. But now you tell me, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. There's teenagers like that, right? Some adults have that also. Like, is that Seicheldik? What's that Yetzer Hara? What's that Yetzer Hara? Yetzer Hara is, don't tell me what to do. I want to be independent. I want to figure it out myself. You know, you take this 1.5-year-old kid. Now, enjoy eating food kids like. Most adults like it also, right? Especially foods that they like. So now, the kid has a choice. He can either have the mother feed him and get all of that food in his mouth and enjoy all of it. Or you could say, self. He knows one word, self. He takes the spoon and he goes, some of it goes here, some of it goes here, some of it goes here. He gets maybe 1/5 of the total amount of the food. Now, this can't say, it doesn't make sense. You can let your mother do it, and you get all of the food. And your mother's happy to do it, she wants to do it, because she wants her kids to get nutrition. And instead, the kid said, self. Where did it come from? The Baruch Shem, now let's go back to Adam Rishon. What was Adam Rishon's chait? Adam Rishon's chait is the Yetzer Hara comes to him. He says, "V'yisim kelukim yoydei tov v'ra." Like Rashi, "V'yisim kelukim yoytzrei olamos." You get to make your own world. Till now, Kadosh Baruch Hu defined everything. The Baruch Shem is the boss. He defines everything. That's the way it works. You get to be your independent existence. Do whatever you want. It's all yours. Adam Rishon says, sounds good. Kitoiv, right? She says, Kitoiv. It was Nechma Lamara. So what's the argument? V'teira Isha, Kitoiv liyos kelukim. Right? It's geshmak to be like God. To decide our own destiny. Because the most intrinsic desire that a human being has is to exist. And when I get to decide what I am, that's called existence. That's my thought process. And when you tell me what to do, and I do it because of that, I'm not existing to a certain extent. You're defining my existence. And Adam Rishon says, I want to be God. I don't want to be totally in Him. I want to decide it myself. Zotir of Rome, Kaiso goes down to Mitzrayim. And what is an Evid? An Evid is the exact antithesis of this concept. He has zero of his own existence. As the Gemara which says, if somebody gives him money, I'm a Nash, it doesn't help. He doesn't exist. His whole being is, he's Meshubit to something else. And Kaiso is a Vodim for 120 years. So what does Kaiso get out of being a voter for 120 years? They learned how to submit. You know, Levin Issa talks about, he sort of makes it, seems a negative. The slave mentality of the Jews, they didn't know how to send up the paro, they couldn't fight him, we have the people of modern, versions, the Hebrews, and that, they have the slave mentality and they don't understand how to fight. It's a horrible thing, slave mentality. So the Rebbe, you got it all wrong. We needed to go through the process. Russia pushed us off the cliff. We needed to learn what it means to submit. Why? Well, because God needs us to do his work, and you know, because the master needs us. Again, we're back to the same problem. He doesn't need us. What do we get out of it? The Yetzirah is selling a bum steer. The Yetzirah is selling us that you're going to feel like you exist when you don't listen. The person which is the source of all Metzius, nothing exists other than him. And he's offering you, you can join him and be a partner with him, and you, when you partner with him and join him, you get a right to be to own that existence. You're going to create Olam Haba, which you create. It's all yours. The Rosh Hashanah gives us the Metzius, it's called, we made it. And even in Olam Haza, this person understands that he was Margish, he recognizes he's connected to a reality which is greater than himself, and therefore he does exist. The Yetzirah says, no. Existence is this instead. That's the Yetzirah sale. That's his sales pitch. And that, Zot Yerubram, we learn that that's not true. It's interesting that we saw Be'etzim, an aberration of this concept of submission, giving a person existence in our own eyes, or at least, you know, or at least in recent history. There's this phenomenon of people which you know, they're mocking themselves for an ideal, the communist ideal, let's say. Right? So there's hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who truly believed that they're going to help the world. That what they're doing was really helping the world, and the American society is out to destroy the world and eat it up and take advantage of it, and we're going to save the world. I might be lost along the way, but that's okay. Because I'm part of a greater reality called saving the world through communism. And they truly believed that. And they felt that their existence was valuable for that purpose. I mean, look at now, we have these people that, you know, I mean, we're going to say in the same breath, you know, but I mean, an American version of it, like, you know, Americans have their interesting way of doing things. Like, that's the communist version of it. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but that's the communist version of it. American version is, well, I'm part of a team. I'm a fan of a team. Like, so, the team has a very significant value. The fact that there's these men who can run after a pigskin and jump on top of it and throw it between the holes, and therefore it's considered, like, valuable, right? And I'm a fan of that team, and therefore I have existence. Right? That's valuable. Right? And they're willing to do whatever it takes, almost, you know. You have the B'nai Yishmael, which are willing to die for their ideal. So we relate to that concept that the human being is able to say and accept that sometimes the way you get, you are part of reality, is when you're part of a greater reality that's more valuable, and that's, it's stronger than you. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only reality. Anochi means ki ani, only I. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I'm a source of all existence. You learn that by Yesiyetz Mitzrayim, but you didn't learn it by Yesiyetz Mitzrayim, you learn it by Avdus Mitzrayim. Zot Yerubram. So you tell your child, my friend, the first step you have to understand is that we all have this intrinsic deep desire. We want to exist. We want to immortalize our name. We want to put our name on, you know, we have the, there's a Velt, I just told the Bachim over this morning, he says, you know, there's a Nusach in the Velt. It says that the Barshim is going to bring by Shlishi down from Shemayim. Right, he's going to build it himself and drop it down. He says, why is that? It's not Pashup Shat. But why is that? Because imagine we would build it ourselves. There'd be no space for the Mikdash because all of the plaques would take all the space. All our names on the plaques. Versus, okay, I have to do this myself. Otherwise, what's going to be? We want to immortalize. Imagine if you want to have the opportunity to put your name on the base of Mikdash, on a room in the base of Mikdash, on a mezuzah in the base of Mikdash. And I, you know, you do it. Costs a lot of money, but you can immortalize your name as, you know, donated by the Rheingold Room, you know, like, you can imagine that, right? The Rheingold Room is big, so even better, like, you know, imagine that, you know. for just a mere $14 billion, you can have the schus of honor. You can imagine the sales pitch, you know. And the mshuluch, of course, he takes a cut for the way it also ends. Why do we want to put our name? Because we want to be immortal. We want to continue to exist even after we pass away. That's an intrinsic need of a human being. So we tell our son over here, this intelligent son, we tell him, Avadim Yinu L'Farab Mitzrayim. And the Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And the Baruch Hu, the first step is we learn how to submit. The second step we learned is when the Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, he took us out with such a clarity, we realized that there really is nothing else. So now we have no doubts anymore of what it's all about. We have a clarity of existence, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is existence. And the only way you can get existence is by connecting to the source of existence. And we saw this, so he spoke about other times about the elements. We feel the warmth of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's care and concern, and that's 100% true. And we're not denying that. We're not limiting that. That's 100% true. But besides that, we walked away with a clarity of understanding what life is about. We want to exist, and Bershom says, and that's toiv. Masil Sharm starts. You said it's an awesome piece of Masil Sharm. It's like an awesome piece of Masil Sharm. Yisrael Chassidus, Mishar Shavuot Atzimim. So we start a man, punch up, we're pitching. Yisrael Chassidus, Mishar Shavuot Atzimim. Right? So we're pushing, we're ready to picture, like, you know, rolling in snow. Yisrael Chassidus. You know, fasting on every Monday and Thursday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday. You know, like, you know, Yisrael Chassidus. Havoida Tamim, not some Havoida, but Havoida Tamim, you can make a Musa Shmuz about that. Who she is barav yisam esay sol machiv osa beilomai. What's his kiev? Well, the master she osi ma botu ma gamosu b'kol asher omo kol yamechayv. And what is he focusing on? And what is his goal? Okay, wow. Like, you know, the first line is we're ready to hear chiyuvim and responsibilities and pashut. You know, you have this picture, you know, we're going to, you know, be makir ourselves on the Mizbeach and all thing, right? The Talmud say, what is it? Wow. So the goal is toiv. We went from chesidus avayda tamima chavosu berlomay babatu magamosu bekolosher almo koyim echayov to nisanagal Hashem kirakzewa toiv v'chazul azash yashu b'rayadam enel hevel l'toiv enel hevel b'shovnis. And everything else that you think is really toiv, it's hevel b'shovnis. That is avodas Hashem. That's what he tells you. The last week's shmuz was the first paragraph of Masil Sharm. That's it. Embellished a little bit, but that was basically the first paragraph. It was the first paragraph of Masil Sharm. We tell our son over here, that's what Mitzrayim taught us. Mitzrayim taught us that you cannot expect get another picture. I'm willing to, as it were, forgo my independent existence to realize that I get existence. And I get even independent existence because the Baruch Hashem allows me to become the Ba'alim on my toiv. And that's the only way I can have it. So what shtar is that? That shtar's that desire for my own existence. And what's that called? It's called the ani. It's called the ani, the I. The Nefesh Chaim writes in the Sha'arim, the Nefesh Chaim, he has Sha'ar Aleph, and then he has Sha'ar Beis, Sha'ar Gimel, then he has something he calls the Prokim. I'm sorry, not the Prokim, the Sha'arim, the Prokim. He has Prokim, which like doesn't fit into any one of the Sha'arim. And over there, he writes over there, he says that you should know that Gaiva is the Avia Vois Hatuma. The via voice of all Midas Ros is from Gaiva. Why Gaiva? That's Taiva. I mean, Taiva is pretty bad. You know, this is, but you have to remember, they all start with one word. All right? I need, I want. And there's always that word I in the picture. The Yetzirah comes along and he sells you the ani. That if you do, then you will be, you want this. Right? But with the language, he trains us to say it. I want this. The conversation with the Yetzirah goes like this. I want to sleep. You should get up. Right? So the Yetzirah is speaking in the first person. And the Yetzirah is speaking in the second person. That's the mashkech, you know, a little mashkech. Instead of having to say, you know, no, don't do that. You know, don't say the lashon hara. You know, most people say, listen, I want to sleep. I want to get up. You know, I usually hear that's not the conversations. The Yetzer Hara has convinced us that that's our ani. The Yetzer Hara has convinced us that that's the eye of the human being that gets in the way. Now, I've said this line before many times. It says, people, the nusach, what it sounds like somebody's saying to right now, is the Yetzer Hara's goal is to take away our olam haba. And how does he do it? By offering olam haza. The Yetzer Hara makes us very happy and content and enjoying olam haza. Meanwhile, we lose olam haba, right? We romp through olam haza, and we lose olam haba. Okay, see, Yetzer Hara says, listen, you know, you want olam haza? Smoke. You really enjoy olam haza. Really? It'll be good schmuck. People think you're cool. And, yeah, while you have that Gewaltig cough, you know, right? You know, and while your person's dying from emphysema. Says, you know, you're COVID. You better show up. You know, so you better tell people what it, you know, and let people should know who you're dealing with. You're dealing with Reingold. You know, just get of ice or Reingold, you know. So you tell the guy, excuse me. And you lose your friends. That's why I'm a schmuck. Elam Hazard. Right? Is that really? Does it really? The answer person says, listen, you know, eating is geschmack. The Rambam says that over 90% of the illnesses that he has to deal with are people because they overate. So eating is geschmack. That's elam haza. It's elam haza. So you end up in the hospital. You end up, you can't function. The Yetzirah is not selling you elam haza versus elam haba. He's selling you a dimion of elam haza versus elam haza and elam haba. But Shalom Shazan says you say in the pasuk in Kehelis refers to the Yetzer Hara's Melech Zaken Uksil. He was old and he's Uksil. He's a fool. He says, one second. That he's a Melech Zaken. I understand. He's ain't no fool. How can you call the Yetzer Hara Uksil? Zaktiv Shalom. He says, you know, there are many types of areas where people, the name of their, the what they work in is depending on what they're working with. So a woodworker is called a worker because he works with wood. Right? And a glass worker is called a glass worker because he works with glass. And the melech, the Yetzer Hara is called the melech Zaken Uksil because he works with fools. And that's us. And he convinces us, you are going to be happier if. And that really didn't work. Well, try it again. Now this time, I'll get it right. They attribute to Einstein a saying of that insanity is repeating the same thing over and over again and expecting to get different results. Now, some people deny that Einstein had such a deep insight into the philosophy of people, whatever, you know. But whoever said it, the point is Gewaltig. And that's what we do. That's what we look like. I'm talking to myself also. I mean, that's what I look like. You know, this time I'm going to get it right, you know. I'm not going to speak the Lashon Hara this time, you know. I'm not going to oversleep this time. I'm not going to eat the food I shouldn't eat this time, you know. I'm not going to. And then I do, okay, we'll try it again. You know, and then you wait for the Yetzer Hara is selling you a dimion that you're going to be happy. The reality is, so there's, you know, this is fascinating. I'm not a phenomenally studied in the world of psychology. They say that Freud had, you know, he made his observations. A very intelligent guy, Freud. His observations based on the fact that, you know, the people he dealt with. Of course, he dealt with people which were coming to the psychologist, right? So, what do you do with Bacharim? Right? How do you make your observations about mankind are based on dealing with Bacharim? Anyway, so I don't know whether that's a fair but based on my observations dealing with Bacharim and my deep insights in psychology, based on dealing with that Zug being which is called the Yeshiva Bachar, right? You know, one of my rebbeim one time said, he says, when a Bachar is sitting in Yeshiva and he's learning well, the food tastes good, the bed is comfortable, and the chaverim are nice. And the bacher is not learning well, the food tastes bad, the bed is uncomfortable, and the chaverim are mean. When a person feels that he's accomplishing something, he's doing something, he knows that he is moving forward and he is accomplishing something, the rest of the world feels geschmack. Because when you understand that you have, there's a meaning and value to what you're doing, that is the true need of what a human being has. He wants to have existence. And we understand that existence doesn't mean another hamburger. There's a lot more of me now. Yeah. So I exist. That's not existence. But the Yetzirah says it is existence. At the end of the day, you end up with just, you know, a lot more whatever, you know. So the first step of understanding the element of Tov, to understand that what it means that the world of Torah, and the world of mitzvahs, and the world of tefillah, and the world of avodah, and the world of shemiras loisah, and the world of kiyum asay, is to understand that it imbues life with meaning and existence. And it imbues life with meaning and imbues life with existence. And our most primal need is to exist. And the Yetzer Hara is coming and telling me, he's trying to sell me a bill of goods that's not true. This is existence that over here. Whatever it is. And the reality is it's not true in Olam Haza or Olam Haba. And he's a Melech from Luxil, will you follow him? Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim with the clarity that's not true. The process of being Avadim, X amount of years, understanding what it means to submit to a higher being and a higher calling, and then understanding that the true existence is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the submission to Him is what's going to give you existence, is what gave Klal Yisrael the ability to do it. Anochi Avaya Lekecha, I am the source of Avaya of existence. Anochi, only I exist. Aki Ani, nor I. Asher Tzitzichu Meretz Yisrael Beis Avodim. I took out of Mitzrayim in Beis Avodim. That's where you learned your lessons, Dr. Rivra. In the Beis Avodim, you learned your lesson, what it means to exist. What it means to exist for something greater than yourself. And at the end of the day, that means you have value. You exist. By Paro, that's not true. We were worthless. Worthless. He used us as nothing, and he threw us out. And Kadosh Baruch, each one of us is valuable. And Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzichu Meretz Yisrael, in Loshen Yachid. I took you out of Mitzrayim. There's a Pala Gazak. The Medrash says that Dosan Aririm came late to Kriyas Yamsu. There's a Medrash. We find them later on. That's it. The Rishon split the Yam for them. The Rishon split the Yam for Dosan and Aririm. They got their own private Kriyas Yamsu. So you imagine the message to Klal Yisrael. For Dosan and Aririm, you get a private Kriyas Yamsu. The Rishon took you out of Mitzrayim. Not Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He took you out of Mitzrayim. You are the process of receiving Mitzrayim. You alone. Everybody else next to you, that's his relationship. You have your own relationship. So we marched towards Sinai. To going to our Sinai, to Makabal the Torah, they will say Nasav and Ishma. That means that we are willing to put our minds, as it were, our own thought process, on hold, and submit to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that He's the source of everything which is good, and we trust Him. This is where we learn that process. Finish up with one thought. Had this Ha'orah years back. There's a very very challenging thing that we have for Kabbalah Satorah. Person comes to a Hakorah of Torah Mitzvahs. person becomes frum. And he wasn't frum, he becomes frum. So how does he become frum? He made a decision, the Torah mitzvahs are good. Right? So at the end of the day, who's he serving? Who's the arbiter of right and wrong? And who? What? Where is his service? His service is to his mind. Because his mind decided the Torah is good. So I am the final arbiter of right and wrong and good and bad. And I decided the Torah is good. So I'm God. So, well, and now I say, because I get to decide right or wrong. So there's a Peltic in Medrash. So Kaisel is by Har Sinai, and eventually they were chayta with the Chet Egel. So we know that they were chayta Chet Egel 40 days later. Exactly when do they start, like, you know, wavering about this Chet Egel thing? So Medrash brings four mandamrim. First mandamrim says, 39 days they were neman to Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the 40th day they were chayta with the Chet Egel. They thought of that. They said, well, Moshe Ben is not here. Overwhelmed, Chet Egel. Second mandamrim says, no. 29 days they were neman, and 11 days already they were contemplating Chet Egel, and eventually they did it. Third mandamrim says, no. 1 day they were neman. At 39 days, they were contemplating Chet Egel. And her mayor says, Tachas Achupa, they were contemplating Chet Egel. That's what her mayor says. Aluva Kalash is into Tachas Chupas. Under the Chupah, by Har Sinai, what does he mean? So to Biruchim, what he means is, you are Makabal Torah. Or, I was Makabal Torah. So there's that horrible word again. I was Mekabel Torah. I decided Torah is good. I told God, I'm in. Therefore, God needed me to decide. Excuse me. That's already on your way to the your egg goes off. So then later on, I said, you know, this is a better idea. I said this, now I said that. I decided this, I decided that. I decide. That's egg goes off. Tachas Achupas, Dr. Beruchin. What do you mean, you decide? That's what Meir is saying. There was a tif. The nas of an ishma means that that's not so. But tif, there was a mashu inside which hadn't given up totally. And that root, that seed, of not, that's the same chet d'odom arishin. You get to decide what's right or wrong. Because that's what gives you existence. I get to decide, therefore I, that's just Descartes, right? Descartes. I think, therefore I am. Our definition is different. I connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, therefore I am. And that's the challenge. That's the challenge which Kleisel was challenged with by Matan Torah, Zotter Meir. This is the challenge that Rishon was challenged with in Gan Eden. This is a challenge which we're presented with every moment of our day. And the stakes are very high because the final result is true existence with the simcha and the tov and the happiness and the oinig and the tov which that it gives, or hevel b'shav nisa.